The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
So now, the pressure's on Yaroslav Askarov, because if he can make the save here, the Sharks win. If Corey Perry can score, the shootout will continue. You can see hear the reaction from the crowd to Corey Perry's name being announced. Here comes Perry, age 40, so many pressure-filled moments in his career. Moves into the Shark zone, waits, shoots. He didn't get there. Wide of the net, and Yaroslav Askarov celebrates with a fist pump with his stick side. And the Sharks celebrate the victory against the Los Angeles Kings. An enthusiastic team hug just inside the Sharks' blue line. The final score in the shootout will be the Sharks 4 and the Kings 3.
Yeah, I mean, a win is still a win. A shootout or not, overtime, whatever, that's, you know, we need as many points as we can get. So I don't think we'd ever necessarily complain about getting 2 points and how we did it, but there are corrections that can be made because, you can't win them all, and the more you get into overtime, the game kind of opens up and it's more by chance. So we definitely want to try and win more in regulation for sure, but we're not going to complain about it. We're going to keep looking to improve, and we're going to take our points when we can.
All right, what's happening, everyone? Good morning. Friday, November 21st, the San Jose Sharks waking up winners as are all of us as we enjoy a rivalry renewed at the Tank on Thursday night, the Kings and the Sharks. That felt like old times. I remember right before that playoff series in 2014 when the Kings had the reverse sweep on the Sharks. You're like, Jesus, Ted, why are you starting there? No, hear me out. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. But there was the final regular season meeting between those two teams before the playoffs, and there was either a regular season record for that year or regular season record for some time frame of most hits in an individual game. It was just punishingly physical, and it was brutal, and it was intense, and you just knew how much those two teams hated each other. And in that game, I remember the Tank was just, buzzing. Everybody was so excited to see these two really top teams going at each other. And I'm not saying last night was specifically a repeat of that game or anything like that. No, it was not that yet, because both those teams were in different eras. However, I will say the energy at the Tank in terms of how the crowd was reacting, in terms of the way that the fan base was putting wind at the sails of San Jose, that felt like it was 2014 again, or whatever year in that era that you want to go back to. And that was absolutely amazing for me to feel and hear in person. When the Beat LA chants were going, my ears were ringing. We're up top, so we get that quick refraction from the roof back down in our ears. And I'm sure when my ears are ringing later on in life, I'll say, well, you know what? It was worth it. I got to see the Sharks beat the Kings on more than a few occasions. But I'm just pointing out the fact that that energy, that rivalry, that feeling, it was renewed. And the guys talked about that after the game. That was something they were asked about. I talked to Adam Gaudette and Tim Liljegren about that. You're going to hear from that a little bit later in the episode. But just to feel that type of a buzz again, that was huge, because when you are in a rebuild, when you're a 20-win team, when you are towards the bottom, you are not part of that rivalry the same way. Yes, there is the memory, the echo of a rivalry that was, but it's not to the same extent when it's hot. When a rivalry's hot, when it's going, boy, your blood gets up for those games. The energy in the Tank feels different. And that's, again, from the moment the game started last night, obviously aided by the fact that there was Joe Thornton night and they were honoring his induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he is just, he's a beaut. There's nothing greater you can say or anything different you can say about Joe Thornton than he's an absolute beaut. The energy, the emotion, the memories, everything he brings, obviously some very special memories of his own against the LA Kings. Hard to deny. hard to acknowledge anything but the reality of Jumbo at all times. Whenever he's in the building or anywhere near a microphone or near cameras, he's a giant. He's larger than life. It's not just his stature as a man. It's his personality. It's his emotions. It's all Jumbo. And that all kind of mixed and bled into each other last night and made it feel probably a little bit bigger than it was, which anytime you're honoring a legend, it has that impact. But just to hear the way the crowd was chanting Beat LA, the intensity, the fervor, the way that the crowd would get going for big moments, big face-offs, big saves, the goals, it all felt bigger. And there have been some fun moments in the last few years of the Tank. I'm not trying to deny that, but there was a really good crowd there for a Thursday night. And you heard Hasso talk about that earlier this year, that Tuesdays and Thursdays as of late have not been the Sharks' strong points in terms of ticket sales. You know, both games this week, Tuesday and Thursday night, had pretty good crowds. And I'm just talking numbers-wise. The crowd individually that's always at a Sharks game is great and loud and amazing. Don't get me wrong there. But I'm talking about numbers. And there was a really good crowd for a Thursday night last night. Yeah, Jumbo Night helps about that. But I think that's because there's a lot of people who want to come see these new San Jose Sharks, these young kids, these young stars. They know the team is winning again. It's been a while. I'm not trying to be harsh or anything like that. That's just the reality. And I think that when you also put the honoring of a legend with what felt like it was trending towards a rekindling of a rivalry, boy, it gives you something to see. And there was something to see last night at the Tank. And there was something to hear last night at the Tank. Just the way that the crowd was reacting, the buzz in the building was back. There was blood in the rivalry again. And that cannot be overstated. And I think it is indicative of how far this team has come in just a matter of weeks. The 0-4-2 start to where they are right now. They are winning more often than they're not by far. They are finding ways to win games that a year ago they would have found a way to lose. When the Kings tied up that game late, a year ago the Sharks' shoulders would have slumped. When the Sharks gave up puck possession in the overtime, a year ago if they had taken that far, they would have not been able to come up with the defensive stops to keep the game going to a shootout. You know, in a shootout last year, things did not often go the Sharks' way. This year, they, you know, the Sharks have found a way to win in a shootout now. And that's just a big difference. Things have changed. I know we are in the midst of greater change, but things have changed in the short term. And listen, I can't tell you how many wins this team is going to end up with when all is said and done, but they're 10-8-3 right now. They have 23 points. They are 1 point out of a wild card. And I think I heard it earlier this year where it's like, if you're more than 5 points out or 6 points out of a wild card after Thanksgiving, then your chances of making the playoffs are extremely low. Well, Thanksgiving's less than a week away, guys. The Sharks are only a point out right now. And the Sharks are only 2 points out of third place in the Pacific and only 3 points out of second place in the Pacific. And only, yes, let me do the math, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 4 points out of first place right now. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. I'm just contextualizing. I'm just letting you know of where this team is in terms of where they have been the last few years and where they are right now and where it feels like things are trending. And one of my favorite aspects of last night's game, and this is a weird perspective that I'm starting to have, but I think it's necessary. This was not a Macklin Celebrini blow-up game. This was not him taking control and going off. He had a good game. He had the bad turnover at the blue line, which led to a goal. I'm sure he's going to want that back. It's going to be that pissed off for greatness mentality. He'll probably come up with like a 4-goal game, you know, the next time they play the Kings to avenge that. I'm already curious to see what he does to the Ducks the next time he plays them, considering he had an error in the overtime of that game. I digress. But you see the team stepping up and finding ways to win. Ty Dellandrea, Phil Kurashev, Adam Gaudette, Yaroslav Askarov, these guys playing big roles in the win. And then you saw at other moments, Colin Graf, obviously, he's got a couple of points in this one, but Colin Graf comes up with big plays, both defensively and offensively. And then you start looking at Ryan Reaves coming in with hits and everybody just rising to the moment. The game, the moments, the situational hockey, for the time being, it doesn't feel like it's too big for the team. And it's a 2-point night for Dellandrea, goal and an assist. Colin Graf has two assists. Orlov has an assist. Gaudette and Kurashev each with goals. Will Smith has an assist. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, he's pretty much a point-per-game player right now, and he's only in the second year of his career, you know, 21 games into the second game of his career. Celebrini at a point. You just love to see what the Sharks are bringing to the table game in, game out. And I hope it lasts. You know, I'm not looking at this like this is the completed version of the Sharks, but I'm also not going to not enjoy it and be like, well, it's not going to stay like this. First off, I don't know that. And second, I have been through bad times. I know that they're not nearly as fun as this is. So while it's going right now, we should all enjoy this. But so many moments in last night's game, and we've really watched the way the guys' games have evolved already this year. You know, Zach Ostapchuk, he's not giving you anything on the stat line last night. He's neither plus nor minus. You know, he's got an even slate. But there were several times last night where I watched him step up, or I watched him break up a pass, put a body on a guy, get a good stick poke, have good defensive positioning, complete a pass, make something happen. That's the type of play that's underrated. And maybe people didn't, you know, completely understand that trade when it was made. And there was a little bit of a, you know, hey, this is not what I expected. And that's not on Ostapchuk. He's a name in a trade. He doesn't represent anything more than that at that point. But, you know, now he's up with San Jose and the Sharks and making the most of his opportunity. And I thought, once again, he had a very, very strong game. Tim Liljegren had been out for a couple of games. He steps in. He's got a strong game all night long. And obviously, he's a good skater. He's a thicker guy, so he can try and slow down a little bit of a heavier LA team. You know, Vinny Desharnais, he's got a good game as well. Everyone had a good game. I know that John Klingberg was looking for a bounce-back performance. He was solid all throughout. And every time the Sharks were able to push ahead in this game, because LA is a quality team of which there should be no doubt, LA was able to respond. Gaudette gets a goal, you know, then the Kings respond. Sharks go up 2-1, and you get early into the second, and the Kings respond. Sharks get a third late in the second, you know, then finally late in the third, the Kings once again find a way to respond. And I think that is just the Kings being a good team. Let's be honest. The Kings, if you look up and down that lineup, I know they don't have all their guys right now due to some injuries like Drew Doughty, but that is that's a solid team. That is a experienced team. That is a team that has deep playoff aspirations. And the only reason they have not gone further the last couple of years is because they have been going up against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl in the first round of the playoffs. That is a tough, tough task, and that's the way that life goes sometimes, but it's not like this is a team that should, in any other circumstance, be a first round and out type team. Any other matchup, I imagine they're getting second, third round of the playoffs, maybe even a Stanley Cup final, were it not for a very bad matchup in the first round. This is a very good, experienced Kings team, and I think they know how to win. They know how to manage games. They know how to get themselves back into the game, and they never let this one get away from them. Very much credit to them. But San Jose took advantage of everything that they were able to see in this game, like the offside, which led to the goal disallowed. So, you know, it's suddenly you're down 3-2, and it's back in a 2-2 game. You give yourself an opportunity. You come up with a big stop. You make the save. You make the right call to challenge, right? These are moments that add up, small as they may be in the moments. They all add up to a win when you're talking about a shootout. Every individual moment leads up to that. And I know we can talk about shootouts and overtime being relatively chancy, to which I would say, yeah, but you have to give yourself a chance. You have to give yourself a shot. And that's something that the Sharks did not do as well a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, how far back do we want to go with this? But right now, the San Jose team is figuring out ways to win. They are getting contributions everywhere. Their defense is getting better and better. You know, it takes a 6-on-5 pulled goalie situation for them to give up 3 goals. Yeah, you're doing something right consistently. And Yaroslav Askarov and Alex Nedeljkovic have obviously been stellar. But the Sharks, again, doesn't matter if it's a shootout, doesn't matter if it's overtime, doesn't matter if it's a team win, doesn't matter if it's an individual moment of excellence, they're finding ways to win. That's all that matters at the end of the day. All right, let's get into some of these highlights from last night's game. Adam Gaudette, who you're going to hear from in a bit here, he was able to put the Sharks on the board early.
Edmondson knocks one down at the Sharks' blue line and backhands in deep, and there's Askarov taking a stroll, stopping it behind his net, whipping it around the boards, but it's off the stick of Kraft. He did poke it out to center. 3-on-2 developing for the Sharks. It's Dellandrea now in, and the score! Gaudette gets the drop pass from Dellandrea and beats Forsberg. The San Jose Sharks, 2 minutes and 33 seconds into the first period, have taken the 1-0 lead. What a shot by Gaudette, his fifth goal of the season.
The correction that the Sharks have made from that last three-game road trip, where the first two games they were really slow out of the gate, and now the last two games they've been hot out of the gate, cannot be overstated when you're at home, when you're looking to energize the fan base, when you're looking to give yourself legs early on. A goal just over 2 minutes in, that's big. That's large, grande, however you want to talk about it. Technically a venti or a trente. I don't know here. Society's phrasing for how we define large is always different. But I love that there is that moment early in the game. Put the onus on the road team. Make them understand that this is not the same Sharks of the past. It is 1-0 Sharks. They are in control of the game. It's a lead that they would never give up from this point on. Yes, the Kings would come back to tie, but the Sharks would never trail in this one. The Kings, however, were resilient. Joel Armia comes up with a shorty to make it 1-1. Let's move ahead to the 1950 mark. Ty Dellandrea, he gets a goal assisted by Colin Graf and Dmitry Orlov as the Sharks retake the lead with just 10 seconds remaining in the first period.
Here comes Kurashev. Took it from Dellandrea. Walks across the line, but he was in traffic. Grant Clark stopped it and cleared it out. 15 seconds left in the period. Graf moves back in, down the right boards, cuts into the circle. He moves back behind the Kings' net. He holds the puck. He stick handles. He shoots in the front. Score! Colin Graf had men in front. Not sure if it was deflected, but Graf did the smart thing. Skated behind the goal line. Moved into the left wing circle and just fired it toward the chaos in front of Forsberg. And with 9.9 seconds to go in the first period, the Sharks suddenly lead it 2-1.
Let's go to the second period. Who else but Andrei Kopitar? By the way, I thought it was a classy move for the organization last night to honor his final game at the tank, at least in the regular season. Andrei Kopitar coming up with a goal assisted by Trevor Moore and former Shark Cody Ceci. That levels the game at 2. Then let's go with about 3 minutes remaining in the second period. Phillip with 3 P's. Kurashev, assisted from Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini, puts the Sharks in the lead 3-2.
Macklin down the right, dumps in from the blue line, inside the LA zone, in the left wing corner. Kurashev works hard for the puck, chips at it, checked by Trevor Moore. Puck skips free. Again, Kurashev poking at the play. Now it's Will Smith who couldn't get it. He gets it back in front. Here he is. Kurashev shoots. Score! Great forechecking by the Sharks, and what a play by Philip Kurashev. For a second, you thought he held onto it too long, and then he made the extra stick handling move to create space, and he snaps it through Forsberg to put the Sharks in front again by the score of 3-2.
Then we move into the third period, where actually I thought San Jose did a really good job. I thought their third period was strong. It's unfortunate that the Kings are such a resilient team and were able to find that late goal, because I thought for a lot of that third period, the Sharks were doing what they needed to do to give themselves a chance to win in regulation. Still, got to give credit to the Kings. They're an experienced team that knows how to manage games and game situations and send games into overtime. That's exactly what they did.
Down low to Kopitar. He'll exchange now with Fiala. Fiala on the right point, goes left side to Clark. Kopitar's open on the circle. He's going to get it as Fiala fanned on the puck. Nice little saucer pass by Kopitar. Back to the point. They score! It's fed in front. Fiala sent Kopitar saucer pass to traffic in front, and it deflected right to Kempe, and Kempe tips it in around Askarov. This game is tied up with 58.3 seconds to go.
So yeah, it sucked a bit of life out of the building for the fans. I know I was a little bit deflated in that moment, but you didn't see any quit from the Sharks. You saw their spine. You saw the resolve. It goes to an overtime. It goes to a shootout. Let's hear Yaroslav Askarov. Actually, first, let's hear Phil Kurashev give his goal, because that would be the game-deciding goal in the shootout.
Philip Kurashev will start. He moves in from center. He stick handles. He deeks. He shoots. He scores! Great shot. Ripped the wrist shot, a forehand up top.
Oh, no question about it. I love how he comes in on an angle. Shows the puck from the hash mark. Lets the goaltender make his decision. Forsberg goes down and he roofs it over the glove.
So that would be your deciding goal, but Yaroslav Askarov also came up with a remarkably good poke check against Adrian Kempe. I have to wonder if there was some good scouting on how to play him in a shootout.
Askarov waiting. Signal from the official. Kempe takes off. He veers to his left to the left wing boards, moves into the left circle, waits, deeks. Oh, what a great poke check! The old Johnny Bauer play for Yaroslav Askarov. No goal for Kempe.
I love it. Aggressive! The aggressive poke check works. Once in a while, you pull it out. Adrian Kempe coming in with a lot of speed here. And just a great job.
Big games require big plays in the big moments. And once again, Yaroslav Askarov is out there on the ice when the Sharks walk away with 2 points.
So now the pressure's on Yaroslav Askarov, because if he can make the save here, the Sharks win. If Corey Perry can score, the shootout will continue. And you can see here the reaction from the crowd to Corey Perry's name being announced. Here comes Perry, age 40, so many pressure-filled moments in his career. Moves into the Shark zone, waits, shoots. He didn't get there. wide of the net, and Yaroslav Askarov celebrates with a fist pump with his stick side, and the Sharks celebrate the victory against the Los Angeles Kings. An enthusiastic team hug just inside the Sharks' blue line. The final score in the shootout will be the Sharks 4 and the Kings 3.
Another win for the red-hot San Jose Sharks, 4-3 in a shootout over the LA Kings. I spoke with Adam Gaudette after this one to get his thoughts on his season, his time in San Jose, and the game.
We're here with Adam Gaudette after the Sharks shootout win over the Kings Thursday night at the Tank. So I guess I'll just start with you, man. Like, you were really rounding into your game. You took an injury, which must have been very, very frustrating because it looked like your game was really, you know, coming on strong. But now you're back. You had a big step, a big jump in your game tonight. How'd it feel out there for you?
Yeah, felt good. You know, thought our line had some good juice, and we were connected out there, and you know, we had a ton of chances, and a couple of them went in, and you know, that's how we need to play every night.
Since you've been back in the lineup, it just looks like you're getting better and better with every passing game. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I think it took a little bit to get back in the swing of things, and yeah, every game I feel better and better and more confident out there, and you know, just as a team as a whole, I think we're really coming into our own and doing the right things, and it's helping us win games.
Take me through that goal.
Yeah, it was good defensive play by Graffer and good support by Deli to get there, and you know, great net drive by Graffer. I saw a little bit of space open up there, and great pass by Deli, and you know, I was looking to pass it back, but you know, once I get below the tops of the circles, I'm usually shooting that, so and you know, I just picked my corner and luckily it went in.
Yeah, now you got to experience the rivalry aspect here with LA and San Jose. As soon as that goes in, the building erupts, and just all night long, I'm sure, you know, when I know you're not paying attention, but you had to have heard the beat LA chance at times, right?
Yeah, it was great. That was probably one of the one of the games where I've seen most intensity out of the crowd, and it's a lot of fun, and you know, it's always good to beat these guys, and especially in a rivalry, and you know, it was a fun game out there.
You haven't been in San Jose for a long time, but you know, what is your impression now of the team and how things have been coming along here since, you know, the 6 winless to start the year to where the team is now?
Yeah, it's taken a lot for us to really gear down and do the right things, and we're realizing that when we do these things and play the right way, it's going to win us games, and it's mature hockey. Sometimes it's boring hockey, but that's what you got to do in this league to play in the playoffs and win some games. And I think we're really starting to figure that out now. And you know, when we do that, we can play with anyone in this league.
How much different does the confidence level of the team feel now compared to just over a month ago?
I think it's much different. You know, we know where we're supposed to be in spots. We're getting to areas quicker, and we're supporting each other better. And you know, I think with a lot of new guys on the team, those are some of the kinks that we got to work out. And it seems like, you know, we're getting there, and obviously there's always going to be stuff we can work on, but you know, we've come a long way, and we're doing a lot of good things out there, and it's helping us win.
How fun is it to watch Askarov do his thing in the last few games?
Yeah, it's awesome. He brings a lot of energy, and he's such a great guy. He's a lot of fun to be around, so it's good to see him have such great success, and you know, he's bailed us out big time, and if it wasn't for him, we probably wouldn't be coming out on top of some of these games.
Now, I got to ask, because you've obviously got the big college background, but there's a lot of guys in this program that have been to the big colleges. Is there some good smack talk going on out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially now. I think Northeastern's on top of these other Boston schools now, and it's been like that for a few years. So it's good to see, and I'm giving it to especially to Mac and Smitty every day. Yeah. But yeah, it's always fun to be around college guys and share our experiences and talk about it, and guys who get it. So it's always fun to talk a little smack about it too.
Did you have an immediate friendship with Cam Lund?
Yeah, another local guy, and I think my brother played with him at Northeastern. Nice. So haven't had a chance to meet him before here, but you know, it's always good to be around another Northeastern guy.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I just love that each passing year it seems like we're getting more and more prominence on the college game, and that's got to be cool for guys like you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big college hockey guy, obviously, and I think it's the way to go, and you get the most learning experience there, and you touch on all aspects of the game, and you're playing against older guys, and it's really good for your development. You get to work on your degree, you get to mature as a person and as a player, and you know, it's a lot of fun too.
You've got a back-to-back coming up this weekend. What's the plan after tonight? Is it just eat and rest and get do the regen, get ready for two games?
Yeah, you know, couple of games here, and we gotta rest up and be ready to go. Happy their earlier games. That's good for us. And two good teams coming in here, so we want to be able to have some jump in our step this weekend.
Now, I don't know if you're a superstitious guy at all. You're an athlete, so there's a good chance mm-hmm. you may be. Do you have a post game win meal that you go to?
No, whatever's there, whatever my wife makes. I'm not too picky after games. If it tastes good, I'm eating it.
Right on, man. Well, congrats on the win. I'll let you get that rest like I alluded to because you got a busy weekend coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, Adam Gaudette is an absolutely stellar dude. I really enjoyed that interview with him. That was the first time I'd done an interview with him and loved his insights. Also got to speak with one of my favorites, Timothy Liljegren. Let's hear his thoughts on the game.
We are here with Timothy Liljegren after the Sharks shootout win over L.A. Thursday night at the Tank. Let me ask you this, man. You've been here now roughly a year. The energy that was in the building tonight with this rivalry game, was that pretty fun to feel that?
Yeah, it was fun. So I actually talked to Mario on the bench there in the shootout when they announced Mac and Will. Got pretty loud. It's super fun to see. Obviously want to keep things going here and get as many fans as possible in the building.
Yeah, no, and obviously the team's been rolling along pretty nicely with now that's 10 wins on the year. What are the differences just in confidence levels that you see compared to a year ago?
I think... pulling through and winning some of those tight games has given us confidence to kind of win games against good teams. And obviously we let one in late there in the third, but we still end up with the win there in the shootout. Askew came out big. So I think we just play with a little bit more confidence overall in our overall game.
Last year, I think that late goal goes in. I think there's a little bit more of a shoulder slump, a deflation. Didn't seem like there was any of that tonight. It just seemed like, all right, let's move on and go ahead and win this.
Yeah, no, as I talked about, I think that comes along with confidence. We know we have guys who can score for us, and they've been doing that all year. So it's good.
You had big jump in your legs all night long, except for one moment when it looked like you took a slap shot on the inside of your calf. Did that wake you up a little bit?
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. Usually when you get a shot like that, it hurts for a minute or two, and then it kind of goes away, so I'm fine.
Yeah, no, I'm noticed that you just quickly got out on the bench, and I was like, uh-oh, let's see if he's on the next shift. And you were, so it couldn't have been too bad, but it didn't look comfortable, to say the least. The defense for the team has just considerably tightened up compared to where it was to start off the year. The structure has been there. What are you seeing in terms of that?
I think the structure is a big part of it. We kind of play within our structure more this year than we did last year. I thought last year we kind of got away from it at times, and it's hard to win in this league, and you got to play with structure to win and wear teams down, and that's what we're trying to do.
It also seems like the physicality with the team is picking up week after week, and that's just something that's coming, more naturally to you guys. Is that a byproduct of the confidence as well?
Yeah, I think so. It's something we talk a lot about, winning puck battles, being hard on guys. That kind of goes along with wearing teams down, play the body. That'll get them tired. So try and play hard, win puck battles, and it's been working.
Now this is another back-to-back, as the schedule is obviously very compressed this year. The team has handled those back-to-backs well up to this point of the year. What do you think is the most important thing going into this weekend?
I think, as I said, playing structure, putting pucks deep, playing the ozone, that'll get your legs a little bit more fresh. So, as I said, I think we're doing a good job, and just going to try and keep it going.
How much fun has it been to watch Askarov and Nedeljkovic play as well as they have lately?
Yeah, they've been so awesome, keeping us in games at times, and winning games for us. So it's been fun to see.
Last year, obviously, so many of those hard efforts, really, really, great games that you guys played were not rewarded with 2 points by way of a win. How nice is it this year that the effort is being rewarded?
Yeah, super nice. As you said, we had some tough losses last year, kind of wear you down a little bit. So it's always more fun to win games, and we're just gonna try and keep it going here.
Now we hear the post game music. Do you get any input on that, or is someone else taking over as the DJ?
I don't think I've ever looked at the music here. I don't know who it is actually. Maybe Revo or some of the young guys, Mac and Will. So Yeah, I like the music. It's good.
Now, is there a post-game meal that you go to, especially after a win, or is it just whatever's on the table?
We got some food out there. I'm probably going to take that. Looks pretty good, so I'll take some of that.
And then now, is it just rest and get ready for the back-to-back?
Yeah, practice tomorrow, move the legs, get ready for a back-to-back.
All right, Mr. Liljegren, well, I appreciate your time as always. Congrats on the win, and I'll see you this weekend.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's all we've got time for today. Next up for the San Jose Sharks, it is a Saturday afternoon showdown against the Ottawa Senators, 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network. I'll be at the NBC studios with our good friend Alan Hoshida, so you can check me out there as well. But again, another win for the Sharks. Final score, 4-3 in a shootout for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.